Blackstone Publishing presents The Overnight Kidnapper by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. At 5:30 that morning, give or take a few minutes, a fly that had long been stuck to the window pane as though dead suddenly opened its wings, rubbed them together to clean them, then took flight, and a moment later changed direction and landed on the bedside table. There it kept still for a few seconds, taking stock of the situation, then shot away like a rocket, straight into the left nostril of the placidly sleeping Inspector Montalbano. Without waking up, the inspector felt a bothersome itch in his nose, and slapped himself hard in the face to make it go away, since in his groggy state of sleep he hadn't gauged the force of the blow. It had two immediate results. One, it woke him up, and two, it smashed his nose so hard that it started to bleed. He bolted out of bed, cursing the saints in rapid fire as the blood gushed out, dashed into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, grabbed two ice cubes, applied these to the bridge of his nose, and sat down, keeping his head bent back. 5 minutes later, the bleeding stopped. He went into the bathroom, splashed some water on his face, neck, and chest, and then got back into bed. He had barely closed his eyes when he felt the very same itch as before, except that this time it was in his right nostril. Apparently, the fly had decided to change its area of exploration.